Good morning, Florence. This is Sunday morning at Kwan Nai, September the 15th, and between the hours of 9 and 10, before I head for church and between breakfast, thought I'd just write you out a little note here, since I have something big feeling for you this morning, as though you had been sending me a message or will be sending a message. This is Saturday at your home, and it should be about 9. It should be somewhere in the evening, on Saturday evening. But it's a peaceful morning here where I sit in Kwan Nai, with my windows open and the sun streaming into my room on my second story balcony. It's peaceful that there's nice climate, and I can hear the kids outside running around and hollering. And I can hear the chickens crowing and the dogs barking over the town. But I say peaceful in a relative sort of way, because although it's peaceful here in Kwan Nai, out to the east about 5 or 6 miles, I can hear the steady barrage of artillery and the bombs dropping from airplanes, and I know that there's an operation going on out there that has been going on for several days. And the peace is somewhat shattered in my little world, not by the physical discomforts of the life, but by the sounds that come to me from afar, knowing that there is destruction in time of war. Feeling so peaceful within myself this Sunday morning, and wanting to send you peaceful thoughts and attitudes. Maybe I shouldn't bring the fact up that there is a war going on, but I wouldn't want you to get too complacent with the idea that we are not at war, because many people die, many people are injured, many people are wounded, both the good guys and the bad guys. Depending on which side you're on, they're still humans, though, and they still get killed in this world, in this war. However, between you and I, there is peace and contentment and happiness, knowing that we have such a satisfying life, knowing that you and I are so happily married, and knowing that our lives are filled with the good things that Christianity has taught us to keep in our minds, the good things that the thoughts that we have that are good, that are beneficial to mankind, following the concepts of the Christian precepts and the wishes of the Supreme Being, which reverts to our own wishes and our own desires, and which makes us feel satisfied and contented in the area of the objectives that we're after, of helping our fellow men and being of some benefit to our society. I'll write this letter, and I'll go to church this morning at 10 o'clock, and I'll drop it off into the mailbox, so maybe you'll get it soon. I hope. I mailed 2 to you yesterday or day before, and just out of curiosity, if you can remember, see how the mail gets to you. Probably they'll all come together. Anyway, yesterday was Saturday, and we work half a day unless we have something to do in the afternoon. And I had nothing to do, so I and Ed Dillery, who's my roommate here, went out and played tennis. Our big mistake was that we ate lunch first. And we went up there, and the sun was pretty hot, beating down, and we'd had a bowl of soup and a sandwich, and we played a set and felt pretty good. And then in the second set, boy, I begin to fade away. I could hardly move around. I felt like I was lead weight, and I began to make excuses about my leg. I'll play easy because I didn't want my back to bother me. And finally, I just said, Ed, let's quit this. We're just killing ourselves. He said, yeah, I don't feel too good about it either. So we came on back home then, and stayed around most of the afternoon, watched the football game on television. How about that? The football game was played 2 weeks ago in the States, and we got a tape out here in Da Nang. I guess they beamed it to us, and we really live number one here, don't we? Television and all. Yesterday also, I got a call from Da Nang, and they wanted to transfer Henry Plummer, you know, the fellow I talked to you considerable about, and they wanted to send him up to Way. Well, I send Henry to, or he goes to Da Nang each weekend, a week, and to get the payroll, and I thought maybe he'd talk to him up there and had requested to be transferred. And our agreement was with the boss and everyone that if anyone wanted transferred, it's okay with us if they send a relief down. So this management man up in Da Nang called me on the radio and said that that Plummer had requested this, and that he wanted to transfer him and he'd send a relief down. I said, okay. Then after a while, I told Plummer that they wanted to transfer him, and he said he didn't want to be transferred. So that's where it sits right now. I'm waiting for someone to something to break, either a set of orders to come and Plummer not to want to go and talk about it, or get a good new guy in here and try and break him into handling the money, maybe. Anyway, it'll put more burden on me, I think, which might be all right. I don't know. I'm not too concerned about a lot of stuff since they refused to give me an advancement because there's no vacancies down here. I feel a little bit put out about that, and as I told you before, I don't know quite what to do yet. I might just make up my mind that I'll do my 18 months and get out of here. Or, however, since the money is coming along pretty good now.